So some key questions to prepare for. Tell me about yourself. Why do you want to work here? What's wrong with you anyway? And what are your salary expectations? The first question, tell me about yourself, is probably the most important question. And students and people sometimes misunderstand this, thinking that the person's asking, you know, where they go to school or where they grew up or how many siblings they have. And really, it's a question that is asking, why should I hire you? What value are you going to add to our organization? So it's an important question to have an answer to that summarizes your experience, your strengths, and your skills that you can bring to this specific job position.
It's okay to tell a little bit about your background and that you went to SPU and what your major was, but you want to quickly go into, again, what are the relevant skills and background and strengths as they apply to the position for which you're interviewing for. And that goes into, that translates also into being able to answer the question, why do you want to work here?
The other thing to include in why do you want to work here is let the person know that you've done your research, that you've either talked to someone within the company, you've done research online, you've read articles about the organization. Let them know that you know what they do and what they do well. So this is an opportunity to show that you've done your homework.
What's wrong with you anyway? This is often where you may be asked to state a weakness. Now, obviously we all have weaknesses, but they're not things that we necessarily want to share with an employer, but you need to be prepared to answer that question. And the way we recommend it is state a legitimate weakness that you've actually worked on and turned into a strength. An example I like to use is a student who was very fearful of speaking in front of the public. They took the time to take a class, they joined Toastmasters where they actually went out and practiced giving speeches, and through that work they were able to improve their confidence in public speaking and told the story of how they presented a class project and the outcome was very positive and whatever kind of results that were positive you want to include in that story. So again, you want to state a legitimate weakness and tell how you turned it into a neutral or even better yet, a strength.